Report, gender fluid expat and official accused in luggage thefts freed without bail in Minnesota. By Amy Furr on February 16, 2023. The expat and administration official who is accused of airport baggage theft has reportedly been freed without bail. According to Fox News, Sam Brinton, the former senior Department of Energy DOE official known as being openly gender fluid, was released from the Minnesota facility on Wednesday, the outlet reported. Brinton was charged with stealing a woman's luggage worth $2,325 near the baggage claim area at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport on September 16, the outlet said, noting he was supposed to be in court on December 19, but his lawyers were granted a change of date. In early December, the DOE reportedly fired Brinton once he was accused of two luggage thefts inside two different airports, according to Breitbart News. The outlet then cited additional reports concerning Brinton. Prior to his appointment with the Biden administration, Brinton openly opposed conversion therapy and taught Kink 101 workshops on college campuses, according to the National Pulse. In one particular workshop, Brinton wore a dress while standing over three men in leather dog masks. Brinton called this a pup play fetish in a 2016 Metro Weekly article. Video footage shows Brinton at his first court appearance in Minneapolis on Wednesday. When a reporter asks, "Why did you steal a woman's dirty clothes?" he does not react but continues walking. "What did you do with the suitcase full of clothes? Are you wearing any of those clothes today?" the reporter questions him, however, he does not receive an answer. Brinton was previously responsible for nuclear fuel and radioactive waste during his time with the DOE, according to CARE. Now, he faces up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. The Fox article said, adding that he was also accused of stealing a bag worth over $3,000 from the Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas in June. Per the report, inside the bag was jewelry worth $1,700, along with expensive clothes and makeup items. Las Vegas investigators reopened their probe into the theft amid media reports of the Minnesota case. In the Nevada case, Brinton faces up to 10 years in prison, the outlet said. He was reportedly freed in December once bail was set at $15,000.